Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 19, verse 38 through the end of the chapter. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in a linen cloth with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. Because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Well, here is a moment in which two secret believers come, as they say today, out of the closet. They come professing their trust in Christ, their adoration to Christ, their allegiance to Christ. One we met earlier in the Gospel of John, and that was Nicodemus. Another is Joseph of Arimathea. And we're told that basically they're both believers, but they have not yet confessed him publicly, and now they do. The very Sanhedrin that manipulated Pilate for the death of Jesus in fulfillment of God's sovereign purposes are now there available to manipulate two of their own, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, but that does not stop them. The triumph of Christ on the cross did not send them in fear away like the disciples. It sent them publicly to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There in our redemption, the second Adam has redeemed us on the cross, and he is laid aside in a tomb in a garden. It was in a garden that you and I were put in the tomb of sin when the first Adam sinned. It's in this garden that through the second Adam, we can be released from the tomb of sin because of the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And there he is laid aside, and my, there it is. He's buried with the myrrh, and he's buried with the spices, and he's buried with a linen cloth. Can you not remember his birth as you look at his burial? When he was wrapped with linen cloths, laid in a stone trough, and regal guests brought gold and myrrh. Here the very burial spices that were at his birth are now used in like manner for his death. And he's now wrapped in a cloth again, but this time not in a stone cattle trough, but he is laid in a stone trough within a cave. A borrowed stone trough in a manger. A borrowed cave in fulfillment of Scripture in a borrowed tomb. And there, they're doing all this to make sure that the Sabbath day can be observed with preparation. But the Lord of the Sabbath is being laid aside to rest on the Sabbath day, for he has finished his work of redemption. And on the first day of the week, he's about to come forth in glorious triumph. Here, the Scriptures are being fulfilled. Here, our redemption is being affirmed. Here, the Redeemer is being announced. And here is your glorious saving life that you now can come out of the closet of sin. With the triumph of the Redeemer, you can come forth from the tomb of sin with the victory of the Redeemer. And like Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, you can in word and deed not only embrace Christ in his death and in glorious hope of his resurrection, but you also can announce it to the world. This is my Lord. This is my Savior. What a great slice of fresh bread today. Be like Joseph. Be like Nicodemus. Go and confess your Savior in word and deed. And know this, your Savior was born to die. Praise the Lord. He will rise in fulfillment of the Scriptures. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.